Try a free sample of berry pie?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait. Will this send me spiraling out of my routine?
Time to consult the online experts. One bite will destroy your metabolism. Drink butter coffee instead to kill cravings.
What? Is it really that bad? I had protein this morning, right? Ugh, but it looks so good.
Only eat after walking 10,000 steps.
Pie is only 2 steps from here. Am I overthinking again?
Fruit ruins
Never
insulin
eat after 7 p.m.
One cheat day.
Stop it!
They don't know your body. Only you do. Signos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. No fads, no fear, just your signal. Get $10 off select plans at Signos.com. That's Signos.com with code SPARK. Signos.
Skyline's new chicken chili is here. Now you can enjoy that legendary Skyline taste with a new protein option. Try Skyline's chicken chili on Waze, Coney's, and all your Skyline favorites. Feeling good. It's Skyline time.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
They're here.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again?
With Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Does that blow your mind?
That just happened.
What's up, friendos, and welcome in to the In This League Fantasy Football Podcast, Week 1 Ranks. Let's go, friends. It is go time. Drafts are like pretty much behind us. You can still maybe like sneak one in right before the season starts. But it is essentially behind us. The week is here. We are going to be going through some of our favorite plays at each position. We're going to be doing here in just a tiny bit. Voicemails are back, kind of. We only received 2. We put a post on Patreon, but I'm not worried about it because it's week 1. We'll monitor when we get to week 2. It's your chance to participate in the podcast where you can ask a question, start, sit, pick up, drop, trade, dynasty, IDP, whatever it is. You can record yourself 60 seconds or less, send it in this league at gmail.com. That's the email. Send those in on Tuesday, Wednesday morning. We record on Wednesdays. We will put you on the show. We do have 2. We're also going to be talking about some of our big draft shares and all of the latest news. It's your boys, Bogman and the Welsh. Bogman, are you ready for some football?
Let's go. I'm to the point where it feels like I am dragging my dead carcass across the finish line here to get to the start of the season. I am ready to go. I'm ready to rock. I think every hour of my day from now until Thursday night football is planned and filled in with stuff to do. So I just want to get to the football, get rolling, and go, and then see how YouTube in the NFL is going to work and hope there's no F-ups there.
I didn't buy
so
mine.
I don't lose my mind.
I didn't buy mine yet. I need to probably go buy my, I don't know why I waited. I just didn't care to do it. I'm
just
terrified.
Really paying a lot of money.
Yeah. I didn't feel like doing it before, and I guess I'll have to do it now. Wasn't it Amazon last year that had like a really bad first go at it?
No, I thought Amazon was pretty smooth.
Had like a bad go.
I think it was one of the providers. So
maybe I was thinking of like a certain website that you draft on that was more of
That's
the thing
it.
I'm thinking
That's
of.
That's the one. Yeah. And a couple of them had like bad stat problems. Yeah, there was issues, but I don't think it was with any of the stuff. I know DirecTV a couple years ago, week 1, had an issue where like the guide channel or like when you hit info, like that will just keep popping up on every game.
So over under 1.5 is things that it will annoy you watching on YouTube.
Over 1.5.
Well,
are you kidding
I'm
me?
Saying like,
like a ticker doesn't work, or you can't watch the red zone, or your game, I don't know, like something like, or they screw up a camera, things go out, you're stuck on, you know what the worst is?
When
you're
used to a
camera angle, and then it goes and sticks on like that camera's broken, and then you just have like a side camera.
I mean, it's the same people running the production. It's just different people running where you get the, you know, you get the game from. So that should be fine. I just tell you right now, if my game doesn't come in, I will become a domestic terrorist. Like, I will go and murder the people at YouTube. It better work, is all I'm saying.
Allegedly? Like don't
say yeah, yeah. I mean, it's obviously all a joke, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's all really funny, you know. So, you know,
that would be the first game.
There's
like, I mean, I don't want to be a horrible person. There's the tiniest part of me that would be here for like that, because you haven't missed a Steelers game in like, almost since I've known you. Yeah, like I think I met you in like 95 or 94 or 6 or something like that. Like, you haven't missed a regular season Steelers game in that long. There's a little evil troll part of me that's just like, what would happen if that game went out everywhere and Bogman couldn't get to it?
Let's keep that in the what if version of In This League and not in the real version. All right, let's do that part.
So. It'll be like the what if version of Doctor Strange, where he keeps dying in the car crash and over and over trying to change the results, or the girl keeps dying and Bogman's just freaking out until there's a multiverse.
You still miss the beginning of this game every single time. So, yeah,
they're like, listen, there are core things that have to happen in our universe. Otherwise, you could destroy this entire universe.
Yeah, well, what do they call
I don't care.
Yeah. Yeah. What do they call those now? They're canon events. You have to miss the first quarter of this game. It's a canon
What if you have to miss part of this game?
For what?
I don't know. The betterment of the world.
I do not care. So, yeah, I'm sorry. I'll be altruistic.
What if you can end world hunger by missing the Steeler game?
Everybody's hungry. Sorry.
That's ridiculous. So. And he's being truthful about it, too. So we'll see. We'll see how YouTube goes. I've got to do that. Maybe be like, this is going to be the big test, too. A whole lot of fiber companies need to get into your places with no caps, because watching all this stuff on the internet is going to be no cap. I have no internet caps. We bussing over here. And I got my no capped fiber now. Bet. So I should be good to go. So I'm excited about the NFL. I'm excited about all the stuff. So hopefully you guys want to hang out with us in this league at that's the gmail.com. That's the thing. InThisLeague.com is where you guys can come and check out the Patreon. Still early in September. We'd love to have you guys hang out with us. Here's what you get. You get the ranks sent to you. I think we did this last year. We send the ranks in on Friday nights into Saturdays into your mailbox. You get all of Bogman's ranks, by the way, that get updated. If you're in the lieutenant level or above, you can get in the GroupMe rooms. That is where you can come and hang out in the start and sit room. That room pops off every single weekend, hours before. You can pose whatever questions you want. You do like, you know, I got to start one, this guy, this guy, this guy, and people will vote on it. We've also got a football room, which is all the latest news. It's a like-minded place. It's great people. It's our people. If they're not great, see ya. So if you guys want to support us, which we...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home, perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Appreciate, and you want to upgrade your football experience and fantasy football experience this year? InThisLeague.com.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey, in this league.
Look at us. Look at us. Huh? Who would have thought?
Not me.
Not me.
Not me.
Who would have thought?
Not me.
Not me.
Look at us.
Look at us.
Who would have thought?
Not me. Not me.
Lastly, I would tell you as well, I posted only on Patreon exclusive the two contests I was telling you about, where one is the Survivor. We're doing a For Money Survivor contest. Got to be a part of Patreon to do it. That's going to be fun, but it like closes on Saturday. Like you have to be paid. You can still do it, but you have to have paid by Saturday.
Yeah, if you want to win the money, you got to pay in by Saturday.
Yeah, and if you sign up and didn't pay on the League Safe, you are not eligible for the money. So we're going to have this Survivor pool going on. We will also have this fun betting contest. It's a little convoluted because I wanted to cap it at like 3 bets a week, but you kind of can't if you use the Betting Pros app at all. But what we're doing is I have a private Betting Pros group I've made where you can make your picks, and we're going to track them this season. And we're going to talk about them on the show. We're going to invite some of the really big guys on our betting stream as well, and probably like week 5 on or something. And the winner, which is going to be a little open for interpretation based on ROI and winning percentage, is going to win a year membership with Betting Pros Fantasy Pros for their premium product. And I might help them out a little bit in the industry. If you put up some big like winning percentage, ROI percentage that go together and you do really well, I can push you out there and I'm going to speak to a couple people for you. So it's going to be a fun contest. I'd also say, even if you're not an active, like crazy bettor, but you want to experiment with it, you don't actually technically have to make the bets. You know what I'm saying? Like you can make your picks. I actually always suggest that as something to do if you want to learn how to do it and you want to go through your process. That's fine too. We just want to make a cool group. We want to follow it. We want to see who rocks it out. And we will be talking about it on the Bet This League episode. So if you want to take part in that, inthisleague.com. And like I said, you're supporting us. So we appreciate all that stuff. So we got a lot to talk about during the season. We got this crazy pentathlon draft we're going to be doing, which is like DFS and best balls and auctions and all this crazy stuff. That'll be something we'll be referencing, as well as all the leagues. We just finished our auction league. We got Champs League tonight. So hopefully we will be hearing about all of your guys' awesome stuff. And we will tell you about the shares of players we have here in just a little bit. But Bogman, let's get to the stuff. The latest news, the biggest news that you guys need to know going into really the final day before we start up here, are the guys we are going to miss. We actually just received word right before recording this, and it's kind of old news to you probably as you're listening. Cooper Kupp is officially out for week one, which stinks because I have him in flex and you and I have him in the pentathlon auction league. So we are going to be out two very big leagues without Cooper Kupp. And this opens up an opportunity for Van Jefferson to step up, maybe Puka to step up. Yeah. And I really think
well, maybe
but Tyler Higbee to me is getting 10 targets. We are 8 to 10 target minimum for Higbee in this game. And I moved him up prior to Cooper Kupp officially being put out. I already had him at tight end 8, I think, on the Fantasy Pros weekly rank contest. I might bump him up a little bit more because he's going to get littered with all targets. But what do you think about those other guys? You brought up Tutu and you got Puka and Van Jefferson.
It sucks because there's nobody really good to take Cooper Kupp's reps. I mean, you know, I say that it's not to be mean. It's just the truth. The Rams are a bad team this year. They're not good.
Awful team.
Cooper Kupp is easily the best player. Matt Stafford is their second best player, and he's behind a bad offensive line. And like nobody on defense, Aaron Donald is great, but they have 10 other guys that you probably never heard of. So it's going to be a long year for the Rams. And the fact that Kupp is out week one really sucks. Also, you know, the more losses this team stacks, the less likely they are to rush Cooper Kupp back. So he's an NFL player. He should be back in a couple weeks as soon as he's good to go. We know he re-injured this. Hamstrings have a long history of being re-aggravated during the season, and we're already starting here. It just really sucks. So I do think Van Jefferson is the biggest beneficiary, followed by Tyler Higbee. Tyler Higbee has some tough linebackers to deal with in this game, and Bobby Wagner and Jordan Brooks is already back by some miracle. So you have those guys. I mean, Puka should see a decent amount of targets, and this team should be losing late in the game. So all those pass catchers should do something. But for me, I want to see what Puka Nacua can do. I want to see what Tutu Atwell can do. I want to see if these guys that haven't had a lot of NFL experience, we've seen Higbee, we've seen Van Jefferson. I want to see them spread the ball around. You know, Ben Skowronek, probably a decent amount of targets as well if he's up for this game. So, yeah, I mean, just a big old mess in L.A. that gets messier.
I also want to be able to say Puka Nacua, like, without hesitation or pause.
Puka Nacua, I couldn't. I tripped over it 6 times.
No, I know. That's why listening to you.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to even judge because it's like, I'll just be like, it's Puka. Like, his last name is what's going to trip me up. I had Van Jefferson. I was working my ranks last night. I had him at 46 before the Cooper Kupp news. It was kind of assuming a little bit. I don't know if I get him any higher. If I'm being honest, probably not. So he's still at best a flex option unless you were really desperate. And Puka, I think it's kind of this. It doesn't really actually matter where I have him because it's not in that same general space. I'll move him up where I had him because I'm going to be taking Cooper Kupp off the list. Can you beat me in Van Jefferson?
No, I think I can get Jefferson to one spot below where you have him. I think 49 is the best spot because like the guys I have ahead of him, I have Lazard. Like he's probably good for a touchdown. I mean, Adam Thielen's questionable. So if Adam Thielen doesn't go, obviously I'll move him down. Nico Collins, Terry McLaurin looks like he's going to play. Jacoby Myers, Juju, Eli Moore. I can't put him ahead of those guys. So,
yeah, you know, I had Terry under him because I didn't think Terry's going to play. Now that it's looking better, I'll move him up. So he'll go to 40.
So 49.
47 for me.
Okay.
Because I'm at 46. But to your point, like I have him in the same general territory as like the Thielens, the Lazards, the Mims.
Like maybe I'd
like
want
that.
Him over Lazard in a PPR, you know, because I do think he'll have more catches. But yeah, I don't know. It's tough trusting that team right now. And they're going up against a good Seattle defense, too. Like that's a tough week one matchup.
Where do you have Higbee? Because like I have, like I said, I have Higbee at 8 right now for me to move him up. Now, if Kittle doesn't play, which we'll talk about in a second, he'll move up to 7. And I'd have to move him above Pitts or Goddard. And I don't know. We may be more valuable than Goddard this week. I just don't know if I can do it. I think 7's going to be the cap for me for Higbee.
I've got him at 9. I can't move him up. So, you know, I am ahead of those first 7 guys or behind those first 7 guys and then Evan Ingram as well. So, yeah, I'm just not into it.
Well, he'll move up even one more spot if Travis Kelce doesn't play. That's a big one. You guys are listening here. Travis Kelce hyperextended his knee in practice on Tuesday. It's left things in question. I think there's a lot of early concern. I think the Rams are playing it easy with Cooper Kupp. the Chiefs may decide to do the same thing. So much so that the Kelce news took like all the prop bets off the books because they wanted the Sky Moore stuff off and everybody else because they don't want to mess with it.
He's such an integral part. Like, you know, it does really affect everything in the offense if Kelce isn't there because you're taking away basically 15 targets and spreading them around.
Here's a more important question. So I feel like we've covered, I did a Q&A episode where I kind of covered this on Fantasy Pros. You can go and listen to it. It's on the YouTube feed. I also was, did the Athletic Fantasy Football podcast. We did a waivers episode, Jake and I, and what I'm getting to is like, we've talked a lot about tight end streamers. Juwan Johnson makes a ton of sense. You know, you might elevate guys like even Sam Laporta up and stuff like that. So I don't think we need to have a discussion of like, well, if Kelce doesn't play, blah, blah, blah. I think you guys, I trust you. I think you're good. Jake Ferguson, what do you do if he plays? Is there any scenario where you go, God, this might be like you worry about the pitch count type of stuff? If you got no other options, you're not going to be like, I'd rather have a pitch county Travis Kelce over Cole Kmet. But, you know, I saw a couple people lamenting like Sam Laporta versus Travis Kelce. If he plays, are you just golden? Are you golden, Pony Boy?
I mean, I'm not golden, but if he plays, I don't not play him. I mean, I think that is, you spent a first round pick on Travis Kelce, or if you're in an auction, you spent a big old grip of money on him. So if he's out there, I'm going to trust that he's going to be in there.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.
For most of the game, they're going to play him. This being week one, I don't think he would be too much on a pitch county thing. This isn't a playoff game. This isn't a deciding game. Yes, you want to win every week, but...
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I swear to God, I'll pistol whip the next guy that says...
In this league.
Hey, Farva, what's the name of that restaurant you like with all the mozzarella sticks?
In this league. Oh.
I think it's going to be pretty black and white. And in fact, I don't expect him to play tomorrow. I think that he will play.
Noah Gray is going to be the guy that's
going to... Noah Gray's a good tight... Dude, Noah Gray would be so much more valuable than a lot of these tight ends if he didn't end up behind Kelce.
Okay, let me ask you this then. Well, I mean, this is a tough one because if you guys are listening Friday, but like, would you have started Noah Gray over Gerald Everett if Kelce was out?
Yeah, I think I would.
So that's a top 12. That's a top 12. Yeah. I mean, I have Everett at 12, so that would make him a top 12 starting number one tight end.
Yeah, and because I think a lot of it too is it's tough to change the entire game plan on 3 days. And I'm sure Travis Kelce is going to be involved in a lot of that. So to pivot to a bunch of different plays, not involving the tight end, is a lot to ask in 3 days. So I think that, Gray will just go in there. Obviously he will not be as effective as Travis Kelce. No one is, but he'll be pretty effective. He's a good tight end. So I do like him should Kelce be down.
Another decision that might have to be made is the other big tight end is George Kittle. George Kittle was trending not to play. I will say that there was two big pieces of news. The other big piece of news was Nick Bosa might not play, which really put a wrinkle in the 49ers. Well, he just signed the biggest contract for a defensive player in the history of the NFL. He will play.
This is the same thing that TJ Watt did a couple years ago, and he played against Buffalo, and he had two sacks. I mean, Nick Bosa did not need practice.
Nightmare for Bogman. Bogman's like, come on, just hold out for a couple more days, guy. Like, that would have been good to not have Bosa in. So Bosa's going to play. That's good. George Kittle is the word is he's trending in the direction not to play. That doesn't mean he won't. You know, he can turn it around. He's a tough guy. But we go back to the same situation. You know, if Kittle's not there, here's what kind of stinks. You know what a great pivot if Kittle would have been out would have been? Noah Gray. If you could have put Noah Gray in.
Sure.
I don't want to keep focusing on Thursday because it becomes irrelevant on Fridays when people are listening. But like, would you, if Kelce was out, would you start Gray over Kittle knowing Kittle's dicey right now?
No, I mean, once again, if Kittle is up, I expect him to play the majority of the game.
But you don't know. My point is you don't know if he is. Like, are you, if you had to make the decision on a Thursday to put in a guy like Gray who takes a Kelce role without knowing, that's what I'm trying to tell you. I'm saying
no, I wouldn't. And once again, it's because there are 8 billion tight ends out there. This is why we were waiting to draft them. They're still on the wire. Dump your speculative whoever, Sean Tucker, at the end of your bench or whoever it is, you know, whatever crappy running back or wide receiver that you don't really need and you're waiting on. Dump them, pick up a tight end that works and start him on Sunday. That's what I would do. So I wouldn't be reaching into Noah Gray just in case Kittle doesn't play on Sunday. I wouldn't do that. So I'd just wait to see if Kittle is up, because once again, you paid a premium. Either in a draft pick or in an auction for money, you paid for Kittle and you want him to roll. So,
yeah, if he's active, he's good. But if he's not, you got your options again. The Jake Ferguson, that's a good one. I like Luke Musgrave still. There really are a whole bunch of like similar tiered guys that I'm not freaking out about it. A couple other little pieces here. Joe Burrow going to practice today, looking good for week 1, which is phenomenal news for Joe Burrow fantasy owners.
Offense,
Ja'Marr Chase. So yeah, anybody is good. We also, the Colts backfield is going to be really, really interesting and might hurt one of my picks here, because Zach Moss was back and
he's back in
like a limited practice. So if he's active, there's a real chance Zach Moss throws a wrench into any of the Deion Jackson or Evan Hull ideas, which I think what it would look like, by the way, is Zach Moss taking early downs, Deion Jackson taking change of pace and third down roles. I think that is something that you would end up seeing, which is going to piss a lot of people off. It doesn't make Deion Jackson less valuable. It could destroy Evan Hull having any early value and maybe being one of the most cut last picks in after week 1.
I think it's going to be more annoying than that, dude. I think it's going to be like Zach Moss gets a series, Evan Hull gets a series, Deion Jackson gets a series, and see who's running the best and then roll with the hot hand. So I think it's going to suck. I really hate this scenario. I've invested a lot of Evan Hull. I think you have all the Evan Hull shares that I didn't get. So, you know, we're a pro Evan Hull podcast here, and he's probably going to get usurped by stupid Zach Moss with his broken arm now, or half not broken arm now.
And then we're going to get a
good.
And then we'll get a report that Jonathan Taylor has made up with the Colts and is going to sign an extension. And then we're like, all right, well,
I wouldn't hate that for my couple Jonathan Taylor shares. But also, you know, you said right before the podcast, I don't know if you even saw this. I put it in the private chat. Christian Watson came up with a hamstring injury today. Ugh, more stuff
happened. Well, also Romeo Doubs, both Doubs and Watson didn't play, or they didn't practice in specific things. There's a hamstring thing with Watson, which is going to be brutal for me. Doubs, I think, was doing like a stationary bike. So both of them are put into question. So you're going to have to pay real close attention to that. Jaden Reed would be a beneficiary if either of those guys don't go.
About him a little bit later.
Yeah, I think that one could really, really pop up. There's some decent wide receivers that could have some sneaky value this week if you were dealt a raw hand. The last one I just want to point out, we know every single quarterback situation in the NFL except for the Arizona Cardinals, who is still not announced if it's Clayton Tune or Josh Doubs. I hope it's Doubs to the F report, you who right picked now, up him sure. in one of our super flex and I got Doubs. So I hope Tune is put on the IL.
That's so funny because I put in bids for both those guys, for Doubs and Tune, but dropping the same player. I think it was Colt McCoy, ironically enough. And I ended up getting Tune. And then you got Doubs. Doubs was still available the next day.
That's
I could
how
have
I got
added it. Him the next day, but you got him. So look, it's going to be musical chairs in Arizona the whole year. So we're going to get some Doubs to start. And I think the reason why you start Doubs, in my opinion, is he's the veteran. So when you bench him to put Clayton Tune in, it looks better. So, you know, because everyone's going to be like, why do we have this Doubs loser? Get the kid in there. Get the rookie in there, so you can wait till week 6 and go, all right, fine, we'll put the rookie in there. And then everyone will be like, this guy sucks. Put Doubs back in. Why is Tune in here? When is Kyler coming back? You know, all the normal stuff. So, and then all of that to get the number 1 overall pick, and then Caleb Williams stays at USC. So it'll be hilarious.
And then Caleb doesn't go back. He goes back to USC because he wants to be a Cardinal, and he feels he gets to force every situation. And then they get to put Clayton Tune out for year 2. That's what I said.
No, they would be putting Jordan Travis out for year two, or Drake May, or somebody else.
Or Kyler Murray. You know, there was a lot of Kyler Murray conversation going on out of Cardinals camp actually this past week, of they still really believe in him.
Did you see the Florio report though?
No.
I posted this in the GroupMe room, and it's weird stuff in his contract. So they can cut him in March if he passes a physical. But if he gets back out there and he gets hurt again and he can't pass his physical in March, it will lock in $96 million.
That's Kyler weird. Murray. That's doesn't that seem so like backwards?
It's part of the contract. I don't know how it works, but this.
I mean, it's
contract,
a great it's a great player deal, I guess. But that's such a weird like clause to have. Like if he's injured, we lock it in. If he's healthy, we can get out.
Well, it's something like it just guarantees his contract if he got hurt on the field, and he did. He got hurt on the field last year, seems and like he's not playing right now. So if you put him back out there and he gets hurt again, and he can't pass the physical because of stuff that happened on the field, then that contract would become guaranteed. So the thought process is, because they could be on the hook for $96 million for this guy moving forward, and it's a different coaching staff, different front office. You know, Bidwell's the only one that stayed, obviously, as the owner. So the thought process is, why put him out there at all and even risk him getting hurt? Let him stay on the sideline, not play this year, and then next year, he's going to be able to pass that physical because he'll be over a year removed from this knee injury, and then we can cut him. And it's still going to cost him a lot of money. It's still going to cost him like $30 million, but it saves him 66 in the grand scheme. So I don't know. There's like a lot of little nuances and weird stuff in the contract.
Tara Roberts and I are going to be doing the live Q&A on Sunday mornings on Fantasy Pros. If people want to check out, it'll be on their YouTube channel. It is at 11 a.m. Eastern. I'm going to be cranky because it's very early for me. And we did one on Tuesday, and this question came up, and Tara was like, I actually feel very passionate that Kyler's going to play this year. And I'm like, well, I think he plays, but I don't think it's ever of significance to fantasy because he's not playing off the pup. There's no chance. I think he's a guy that gets into some game action around week 10, week 11. You get minimal games in, and maybe it's 12, and he's trying to find his footing, and it's just nothing of major impact, and maybe they shut him down towards the end so they get some playing time in. But to your point, this could put the extra wrinkle into it where he's just not he's not a valuable piece this year. So whatever the Cardinals do, it's going to be very, very weird. And it's not something you want to be invested in. That's why I don't want any Cardinals. I think the team is going to be a disaster. There's going to be fighting because everyone's going to stink and they're going to suck. James Conner is going to get hurt in week 4. Marquise Brown is just going to be running around.
Stop.
Want no part of it
James
whatsoever.
Conner getting hurt. Come on.
It never gets hurt. Oh, James Conner, pillar of health.
Shut up.
How many shares? I guess we're going to find out how many shares of stupid James Conner you've got here. All right.
Not a lot, actually.
Really? Okay. Well, I mean,
I'm not taking running backs there. I'm taking running backs early. So
that's actually what happens, though. Like, we get obsessed with players, and then it, like, doesn't work out sometimes, which is kind of unfortunate. We're going to be talking about our shares. Got a couple voicemails, but we're about to give you our plays. So we're locking into our week 1 plays, some of our favorite plays. So don't go anywhere. Come right back. It is the play rank contest. We should maybe like set some standards to it and track it this year like we haven't before. Maybe sure. We'll do that when we come back. We'll do it right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Want to try a free sample of berry pie?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait, time to consult the online experts.
One bite will destroy your
Stop it.
They don't know your body. Only you do. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. Get $10 off select plans at Cygnos.com, Cygnos.com, with code SPARK, Cygnos.
Mr. Monopoly here. Monopoly is back at McDonald's. Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to
get your bag.
Two ways to peel for a chance to
get your bag.
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to
get your bag.
Play Monopoly at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
No purchase necessary. See rules at playatmcd.com for full details and amoe.playatmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus play ends November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.
Chris Welsh
said you were coming.
What else did he say?
He said you were the best in the parsec.
Scott Bogman,
former Imperial sharpshooter.
That's not saying much.
I wasn't a stormtrooper, wise ass.
Please excuse his lack of decorum.
In this league,
this is the way. Stop touching things.
This episode is brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Go and check them out today. Use the promo code ITL. You can get a 100% match up to $100 deposited. You can get in on the... there's still actually a chance. I actually just did the Best Ball Mania. I did a draft last night as I was doing stuff, and I had a lot of fun with it, actually. Also, you can set in your Underdog Pick'ems. I did a season-long contest pick'em, and I sent it to Bogman. I said, what do you think about this? And he's like, I love it. And I'm like, let's go. Locked in a season long, and it was a big dollar one that I decided to do. And I've got a week one contest pick'em going on. You can go to two players up to, I think, six, use insurance. It's a ton of fun. You can get free money to play those just by depositing and using our promo code ITL. So do it today. Underdog Fantasy, Underdog Fantasy. So we've done this all, you know, entirety of ITL's career. Maybe we kind of like more formulated this way we've done it for like the last 5 or 6 years. But we play this out not by going rank by rank by rank. We will be posting our ranks. Our ranks are available. We're doing the weekly contest over on Fantasy Pros, so we're going to be doing all that stuff. But this is designed to highlight some of our favorite plays. So we go quarterback, running back, wide receiver. The quarterback, we've got like a surprise and a sleeper. We have a surprise wide receiver one, surprise wide receiver two, a sleeper. So we essentially lay out, what is it, eight picks each. And if we have guests on, it ends up being, you know, do the math at 24 different picks you get for the coming week here. But we've kind of pseudo tracked it. What do you think, Boggs? Do you think we, sometimes these are open for interpretation.
So here's how my initial thought was like, okay, how about this? If so, every position we're taking, like quarterback, you're not taking a QB one. So let's take a QB two. And if they move up one level, you get 1 point. But if you pick a QB, I mean, you wouldn't pick a QB three, but if you pick an RB three and he moves up to an RB one for the week in half PPR scoring, we'll just make that, you know, we'll make that right now. So we don't see, you know, we don't have any issues with it moving forward. But like, if you pick an RB three and they go to an RB one, you get 2 points because they jump two levels. We don't want to do negatives, like if they get hurt or don't play.
I was just going to do just right or wrong. So we just, it's almost just like, it's just like,
yeah, if but
we
what are is right. The, but you can't say right or wrong because then what is the line? So let's do a PPR, half PPR scoring. If they bump up a level, you get 1 point. If they bump up a level, you get 2 points.
Well, the right really or wrong is,
and they move up, you get a bunch of points. So you're taking a bigger swing, but you're more likely to miss. So
yeah, well, I don't want to turn into like a game. I want us to still like focus on being right and taking like bigger swings. But my point was like my quarterback, my surprise QB one, he's not a QB one in the ranks. He finishes as a QB one. I'm right. I get a point. If he's a top 20, if he's not, you know, we can look at the points every single week. Okay. It's just more of like a right or wrong. I do like the extra point thing though. So, you know, like if you pick a guy
deep, yeah.
Yeah. So, okay. We can do the extra point system. If, you know, your sleeper running back is a RB four and he finishes as an RB one, you get 3 points.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
That's how we'll kind of track it. It's still kind of like a right and wrong system. So again, it's the surprise, the sleepers. These are some of our favorite plays for the week. That's how we're going to do it. So let's jump into the surprise quarterback for week one. And one of the happiest moments of week one is that I got to the sheet before Bogman. I had kind of preset the sheet.
My internet was out.
It was amazing. I completely took advantage of Bogman. He was sitting in like the 1840s, just sitting there under candlelight with no internet. Right. You know, maybe he had charges.
My power wasn't out, but yeah. I mean, I didn't have internet.
Oh, yet. Yeah. I was thinking your power was out. It was just
my power was not out.
But you want to know why? Because again, going back to that stream on Tuesday, Tara lives in Houston. 10 minutes left of the stream, her power just went out. She went out. So I was like, you guys are a disaster in Texas.
Living in Iraq. Yeah.
Exactly. You just hear just one of those horns and you're like, oh, all right, honey, the power's going out. So that's what I was thinking was going on. So yeah, I guess you had power so you could do stuff. But
I took advantage. I got to the sheet, so I got to make some of my picks first. They might not all have been of interest to Bogman. I know a couple of them are, but I just wanted to really dig in, find my plays, dig in. And the guy that I keep settling on as my going to be a QB1 who's not ranked as a QB1 this week is Anthony Richardson. And one difficult thing about this for me is I'm pretty hard on Jacksonville for this week, that I think Jacksonville on the road against this team is going to win. But what I'm looking at this reminds me of kind of old school Justin Fields, 2 years ago, Justin Fields situation where his legs and garbage time can get him back into it. We know Anthony Richardson is going to be able to move the ball with his legs. There are good options as far as receivers go. I love Pierce still. Michael Pittman is your guy. They do have a lot of a running back by committee options. Multiple guys can catch the ball out of the backfield, which works. But I think this is coming from more of a garbage time standpoint. And Anthony Richardson, I think, is pretty good for two touchdowns, maybe one on the ground, one in the air, maybe more. He's 15 on the Fantasy Pros ranks. It is hard to argue some of these guys that are ahead.
For sure.
But there are some stuff defenses. Like, if I'm going to look and like who is going to struggle here, Sean Watson's got a pretty rough matchup. Maybe you could argue Danny Dimes against the Dallas defense is going to be a tough matchup. Like, there's a couple tough matchups in the top 10. So who are players that have opportunities to bump up? And in my mind, Anthony Richardson, with the ability of that garbage time, if Jacksonville gets up, I think he's got a good shot. And he's someone I would feel, I mean, you drafted him most likely as a QB1, or if you're like Bogman in a dirtbag in auction, you sneak in him as a QB2. You know, he's most likely in that spot. The difficult thing is as we preached all season long, take Anthony Richardson and then go take a solid backup. A lot of those backups actually might have really good matchups this week. Those might be players that have got decent matchups that you would want to play over. Like Jared Goff is a very popular one. That's a Thursday one. I think Anthony Richardson is a decent spot. Jacksonville's defense is, you know, it's not horrid, but it's something that I think you could see Jacksonville up early into the third quarter, and it's an opportunity for Richardson to play into some garbage time, use some with his legs, and he is my surprise QB one of the week.
Yeah, I like that call. A-Rich, it could be difficult. I think it's more difficult to start him this week than it will be, obviously, next week, because we'll get to see a bunch. We'll get to see just how far behind he is this week against a tough Jacksonville defense, but he's got wheels, man.
He's actually 16, by the way, on the list. I was incorrect. Yeah, he's 16 on the, I was looking at the overall in week one ranks on Fantasy Pros. He is 16th on there, but it's like Sean Watson, Cincinnati. I'll tell you, the guy I would have picked is the guy that you actually, or no, actually you didn't pick him. I would have picked Geno Smith, but Geno's 12. He's already a QB1 this week based on matchup. So
Geno was the first guy I looked at, because the first matchup I'm going to look at for this every week is who plays the Rams.
Yeah.
Who played
Cardinals and Rams for me.
Absolutely terrible. There is nothing good about, I mean, maybe they'll get better. You know, there's always a surprise, but it right now it looks bad on paper. It's the worst. So my QB one, sneaky QB one for this week, I'm going to go with Russell Wilson against the Raiders, because the Raiders still don't have a decent secondary. I do think Russell Wilson is going to take a step up, and you know, Jimmy G's not great, but he's not going to not put points up. So I do think this game will go a little point for point to start. Obviously, if you're the Raiders, you want to get the Broncos into passing situations, because they're down to Cortland Sutton and a rookie in Marvin Mims. We're not starting Greg Dulcich. He's number two on the depth chart, apparently. So it's going to be a lot of run blocking for Javonte and Samaje Perine. So, but I think Russell is going to make some big throws, in the secondary still stinks. I would really love it if the Raiders got up early. I don't expect that to happen, but I would really like that for this. So I think Russell can make some big throws, and hopefully they all go to Cortland Sutton, because speaking of shares, I'm highly invested.
Yeah. And you know, Martin, we might talk about interesting on the week one ranks, Richardson is 16 and Russell Wilson is 17. So I think that we're kind of in like the exact same spot. So those are our surprise quarterback ones for the week that could jump in. Here are sleeper quarterbacks. Maybe they're dicey super flex. Maybe you're in a deeper league and you're looking for a play. You really screwed up at quarterback, however you want to view it. These are the sleeper quarterbacks. And I think by these standards, they have to finish as a QB2 for the week because these are usually outside of top 20 QBs. They've got to finish. I would say like they need to finish inside the top 20 because we might end up some weeks picking a QB that's like 21 or 20. They got to finish inside the top 20 to be in that marker. The one interesting thing is my guy actually moved up, but I did pick him before this. He moved up a little bit, but either way, let's go with your sleeper quarterback for the week.
Give me Baker against Minnesota. And the reason isn't because I love Baker or anything. It's because Minnesota is going to put up some points. They pass more than any other team. They are going to again, and they're going to put points on the board. And I think that the Bucs are going to be playing catch up. I think you're going to see a decent amount of Baker Field taking deep shots to Mike Evans and throwing little short dump offs to Kate Otten and Chris Godwin. I think the Vikings get up pretty quick in this game, probably off a turnover or a three and out quickly for Tampa Bay. And they kind of poured on Tampa Bay here. And I do think Tampa Bay is going to be better than expected, but just not early. I think it's going to take an adjustment period. I think they're still figuring out this QB situation. I mean, if Baker looks bad, I wouldn't be shocked to see them go to Trask at some point, but I don't think it's going to happen week one. So give me Baker playing the catch-up game and hopefully scoring some touchdowns.
I think that makes some sense. It's a disastrous of a team, but like you said, if they're playing from behind and they're trying to sling, that's why Van Jefferson is interesting. They too tried to attempt to spread the ball. I think that's why Higbee is like the guy just getting littered with those. And I know you could speculate into like Kyren Williams. I think Akers, you know, we've seen him catch the ball before, but like Van Jefferson is super interesting. And I don't particularly love this one, but I think it's a great call. So my quarterback, he was outside the top 20. I notice he is like right in there now, but I'm not going to change it after the fact. Though there are some interesting ones in here. I just got to point out as a sleeper quarterback, Sam Howell is just screaming at us.
I wanted to take him. He was actually my first thought for QB one in this. Then I went, sorry, he has him. So,
yeah. And playing the Arizona Cardinals defense is where it's at. In the preseason, he had a 75% completion percentage, 28 for 37. Obviously, the scriptedness of it, but like 265 and three touchdowns on 37 pass attempts. Like that preseason number is what you could see in a game. I don't think it's unforeseeable to say he could be 35 to 40 pass attempts. I know you probably wouldn't, but against the Cardinals, you could. We know he can also run the ball. I think there's a lot of opportunity for how with McLaurin back, it makes it even better. That's probably why he got the little bit of a boost. You want to talk about a sleeper quarterback for the week. It is how in deeper, like 15, 16, if you play in that type of format, Sam Howell could be the QB one and he's got QB one upside in here, especially with the legs. So I think this is kind of a no-brainer. And like you said, you were with me on this one as far as what Howell can do on the ground. And just having Terry McLaurin back was like really key. So Sam Howell is my sleeper quarterback for week one. Going over to running backs. This is the surprise RB. RB1 for week one. So a non-typical RB1 who can jump into that territory. So that's how we always try to define that. And I'll go up first here as we do our snake draft. My player for the week is Miles Sanders. I have been definitely a Miles Sanders guy, was super pissy in our auction draft because I was saving up money to try to get Sanders and he went for some ungodly amount because he was one of the last backs to go and it was super stupid. But I know a lot of people do not believe it. I do trust that this team, because of the lack of overall options and also having the rookie quarterback, that you're going to want to hand the ball off to Miles Sanders. You're going to want to throw some of those low leverage passes for him to build confidence.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League.
No one asked you anything ever, so whomever's name is
In This League,
why don't you take a letter opener and stick it in your skull?
Hey. Volume. And they have said, and they also said in that video everybody saw, they're like, we want to throw you the ball. So I'm really not sure like why we need to believe just because how the Eagles approach their running back situation is exactly how the Panthers will. I think Miles Sanders is pretty talented, and I think he's going to catch more balls than is expected. I think his volume is going to be bigger than expected. It's really going to just ultimately be about how does this team move the ball with the rookie quarterback and how do these wide receivers step up and how does the line end up blocking for Miles Sanders? Well, this week they're going up against Atlanta. And you, if you want to go pound for pound, if they're going to have a lot of run ground game, they might want to control the ball, which goes to more Miles Sanders. If they have trouble stretching the ball, I think you're going to go into Miles Sanders. And I don't think Atlanta's defense is particularly that scary in this divisional game. I think this is a phenomenal situation for Miles Sanders. And I think he has absolutely got the upside of an RB1 this week based on this matchup in Atlanta. He is number 18 on the board. So I didn't go and try to be cheap and take, you know, 13 or 14 or something on this list. I really do think that this is a great situation for Miles Sanders to go out. And I think this team will want to establish what they have in Miles Sanders early on. So I expect 20 plus touches easy on him. Would not be shocked at a score if Carolina actually does successfully move the ball. He is my surprise RB1 for the week.
I mean, this is all like why I like Miles Sanders in Carolina this year is and why, you know, I didn't really like him in Philly, because Miles Sanders is a 3 yards, 3 yards, 3 yards, 40 yards guy. He's not a rip one off for 12, rip one off for 15. Like, that's not usually his game. Usually it's running into the back of his offensive lineman for three times and then finding a big hole and bursting through it. And that's what he's going to get that with a ton of volume in Carolina, especially with a rookie quarterback and a rebuilding defense in Atlanta. They spent a lot of money on it. It should be better, but it's still not good. So I really like that call. I think Miles Sanders is going to have a pretty good week. For me, my running back, and this goes to, if you're the Rams, Welsh, and you have Cooper Kupp out and a really bad defense, the only way you have a chance to win this game, I think, is to run the ball and control the clock. So I think Cam Akers is going to see a lot of touches in this game.
Can I add to you before you get into it too? There's so much negativity around Cam Akers. I feel like the last 2 weeks, like the Kyren Williams has come up, and just there was this time where it was like exciting about Cam Akers, and then it all kind of fell apart. Rams stink like the Cardinals.